The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time for Tommy's Big Date Update.
Sitting on toilet. Sitting on toilet.
This is your sitting intro song? Toilet. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sitting on a toilet. Now flush.
Forgot about that viral lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tommy, after our Live at Night show, not this past weekend, but the Saturday last weekend, came in and said, I saw a woman, but I didn't get her phone number. Like a missed connection. Like the beginning of a romantic comedy.
Talked so everything. Then
at yeah, so 10 o'clock, close. We talked about it, and then I was ready to, I was about to start the first song of the rest of the day. And Steve, what was his quote, Tommy, when I was ready to move on?
Yeah, he said, stop stopping love.
Yes, and demanded I take one more phone call, and I picked at random line 5, and then we said, hi, do you know anything about the woman Tommy is looking for that had a toilet seat around her head? And she said, it's me. I'm the toilet seat. And then we learned it wasn't a toilet seat. It was just the ass gasket you put on there so you don't get butt drippings from someone else.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Butt drippings.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Now, two things going on. If you're on the webcam, before we get to the date update, Tommy is dressed like Blippi. And that's because last week when we talked to Tommy about this and he was excited, a listener wrote in and said, he sounds just like Blippi and I never noticed it before. And then Hot Wings on the low key, without Tommy knowing, after we're done on the air, we hear, well, I can see why somebody would say that, and then played it, and the five of us collectively lost our ass.
I thought you were playing audio of Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had never, my kids were too young for Blippi, really, like, it was kind of...
Yeah, they missed it.
Yeah, we missed that window between them and me, and so I didn't know who that was, and yeah, when I found that little clip, I went, oh, now I get it.
So a listener, and thank you, it didn't have a name in the Amazon package, sent a Halloween costume of Blippi, suspenders, same hat, and orange glasses. And when I went in there, Tommy put it on, and after we opened it an hour and 45 minutes ago, and I said, Tommy, you don't have to keep that on. And you said, I don't know the exact phrase, but you said, yeah, it kind of bothers me. And I said, well, then definitely take it off. But it doesn't bother you because you're embarrassed to be wearing it. That doesn't bother you at all. What bothers you about this?
It bothers me that it fits me so well.
Made for a child.
Yeah. Meat on your bones, Tommy.
I said, did you expect to be able to flex it off? Like just, and he said, absolutely. The glasses aren't even giving me a headache.
No, they're like weirdly small, but in a way that's not tight, but they're just sitting perfectly on my nose. And like, just barely hooks around my ears.
Some children did a great job making that so their parents could live.
They did. And you know what? We got to give them a big hearty round of applause.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Very good.
All right. Now, before we get into your date update, there's one other thing that Tommy learned this morning about Blippi. And listeners have been sending this article for a week since this came up. So this is from 2019 from BuzzFeed News. If you've come across Blippi, the wildly popular YouTube kids entertainer, you might dismiss him as an eccentric 30-year-old man in an orange bow tie and bright orange glasses, a guy in blue and orange cap who dances wildly and speaks in cloying, over-enunciated voice for kids on the internet. But to three-year-olds, he's the greatest thing that's ever been seen. 3.5 million subscribers then. But he's not the first Blippi. No, Blippi's real name is Stephen John. Spelled Stephen Stupid, S-T-E-V-I-N, and needed to be said.
Oh,
before
gross.
He began performing as a twee 21st century clown, he was a filmmaker. He had created comedy videos under the moniker Steezy Grossman and then eventually changed his name legally from Stephen Grossman to Stephen John, including low-budget, low-brow comedy videos with titles like Turd Boy and Underwear Man. In a hard R-rated twist in a 2013 video that BuzzFeed has now viewed, Stephen Blippi John, the original one, takes an explosive number two that you would treat with Pepto. It's the fifth one. Diarrhea!
Oh.
On his nude friend's buttocks in a truly shocking rendition of the Harlem Shake meme.
Turd burglar.
That is the most...
Wait, so he number two'd on his friend's butt?
Yeah. To do the Harlem Shake.
Oh.
I mean,
that is such a moment captured in time.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So gross, he had Blippi, to leave, Tommy. And a new Blippi took his job.
Oh, so they replaced
him. Okay, I replaced my scab Blippi.
Yes.
Well, I mean, so, we got, hopefully something happens to that guy.
So
is, we got the third in line for the throne.
Yeah. Is the new Blip super rich? Did the original guy retain any of the rights to the character?
Oh, I mean, he created the character, so I'm sure he's still getting money from it.
Yeah, it says between, at the time of that writing, between YouTube and all of the stuff being sold, it was a $10 million business, and I'm going to guess it's better now, so. Got that going for you. Anyway, there you go. There's your update. Tommy, how did your date go?
Okay, so it actually went like really well.
It did.
Yeah. We met up. I'm not going to say where she's at, but we met up and had some tacos, which were like super duper good. And then we went to this brewery that had a bunch of different drinks, like a couple that I didn't have before. I had this one that was so like, it was called Wheatermelon. And in my brain, I didn't process that it was a play on word on watermelon.
Okay.
I'm dumb.
What did you did you think it was a new wheat melon that was grown?
She ordered it for me, and so I had a sip. I was like, whoa, this tastes just nice. Like watermelon. She goes,
she's going to be opening doors and throwing her jacket down over puddles for you in no time.
Yeah,
no kidding. She'll hold my hand as I cross the street.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, well, this tastes just like watermelon. She goes, yeah, because it's watermelon. I said, oh!
I get it.
Anyway. So yeah, she put up with my annoying stupidity for a good couple hours, and I actually had a great time. She's really smart. She's funny. No toilet seat, which was a little messed up, but it is what it is.
If she had shown up wearing the same or another one of those covers as like a gag,
yeah,
that'd have been funny, right?
Oh, I had a ring out. Yeah, 100%.
But what if she didn't reference it, and then she's like, yeah, it's kind of my thing. Would you have been okay with that?
Red flag?
Yeah, like
at least beige for
beige,
right?
Yeah, you know what would have been fine? Because then if I ever spill something on me, then we have a napkin or, you know, I don't like putting my seat where my cheeks where other people's have been. So, you know, if I'm like, hey, hook me up, it might help out, you know?
So we know what you ate, what you drank. More specifics about the date, please. What did you learn about her that you're willing to share?
Too. Yeah, well, so she's going to school for meteorology, which is awesome.
Okay.
She wants to do stuff with tornadoes, which I don't know, for people who don't know, I actually really love, this sounds a horrible sentence, I don't think about it. Natural disasters. I love severe weather. I think it's so fascinating.
So like if she were a storm chaser and she said, you know, bring your Blippi to work day was coming up, you'd go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's seamless.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and she's super smart, so she's really cool. She's going down south this summer for a internship with the National Weather Service, which is awesome.
Dang, so that's she's cool. Motivated.
Yeah,
she hustles.
Okay. She hustles.
That's cool.
Like that.
Doesn't that tornado, doesn't that storm
she's
chaser
cool, man,
guy live
really.
Around here?
What storm chaser guy?
Like the one from the TV show?
Reed Timmer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is from around here.
Remember that TV
was
show?
Is he on the lawn service that used to snowplow my driveway? That was the same last name. Probably not. That'd be weird.
That'd be an interesting
No, I'm sure he's the only one. You're the only one with that last
no, I think,
name
I think
anywhere.
He's, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
In his free time when he's not chasing storms, he's mowing your lawn.
Yeah, there's so many less tornadoes in winter
do?
Time.
What are you going to do in the winter? So,
fair.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he?
So are you going to go out again?
I would love to. We talked about her. So she doesn't live around here, but I talked to her. I'm like, yeah, admit, like you should totally come here. I'll show you around. She goes, I'd love that. So
okay, so you just didn't set a time. You're texting still?
Yeah, yeah. I just
how are the texts? Is it like once a day where you find an excuse like, oh, did you leave your hairbrush in my car? Okay, just checking. Or is it ongoing conversation where you know you're free to text at any time?
Yeah, it's actually one of those one-off things where I text her. I told her, hey, I forgot my toilet seat cover in your car. Can I, you know,
you
can get it?
Yeah. Baller
move. No, we're conversing. You know, it's like, you know, it's good. It's fun. It worked out. And I sent her a picture of me and my Blippi, and she didn't say you're weird and scary goodbye. So, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, have you thought about the ways in which you intend to self-sabotage this, or are you good?
Well, I am wearing a child's costume.
I think that fits the audience in this case. Not that she's a child, but she was wearing a toilet seat. She does not seem like one who would cast the first stone of judgment.
This is a fair point by
right?
you.
I mean, if she's like, I don't like people who dress stupid. I'm like, well, I don't like hypocrites. This is weird.
It's fair. So, no, I mean, I think.
What base did you get to? People are asking, yeah.
Yeah, well,
don't
you know
use
what?
Kelly's bases.
Yeah,
because if that's the case,
Kelly's
you might not
opinion.
Have got out of the dugout.
My bases are fun.
They're different. That's true, yeah.
You run those bases like Willie Mays.
That's right.
What base? Did you reach a base?
No.
Okay.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
But you were up
she
to bat.
She did not see my Blippi Willie.
Okay.
Oh.
Blippi's going to keep working. For now. Well, that is very exciting. So you don't know when the second date is?
No, we haven't got that far.
Did you expense this date to Danny Hunchback?
I did. Oh, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, Steve. So Danny Hunchback did really kindly appreciate that Danny Hunchback paid for this. We actually bought you a beer for you that you paid for, and I have it at home. I forgot to bring it for you.
Oh, that was nice.
You technically treated yourself, so congratulations.
That's great. Okay, just the one, huh?
Yeah, well, so, the one, no, so the one for Steve, who does not have a stake in Dating Hunchback,
wait,
paid for?
Yeah, who's the beer for?
Oh.
Clarify.
You're right. Sorry, I should have thought about that. I should have been more considerate. Steve, I got you a beer.
Thank you.
So wait.
Thank
so
you.
Steve so, didn't have a hand at all in paying for this. Only he and I did, and you bought Steve a beer.
You Steve's put me in a real reason, conundrum here, Hot Wings.
Steve's the reason this all happened.
Yeah. How I tell you like that. We are co-owners of Danny Hunchback. He looks at me and says, oh, you're on that diet. You can't have one. Well, there's no one else left in that company to give the money to. Here, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm sure Hot Wings was against paying for it.
I mean, honestly, 100% not against it.
He might have been for it, but you could hear feet dragging, right? I mean, come on now. Hot Wings isn't throwing coins around unless they're the weight of mammal covers.
No, I don't. I don't just throw things around willy-nilly. That's, you know, it's partially why there's so many people in this room. Because we're frugal with our spending.
Wow. You guys can play a three-way Ramchambeau.
Yeah, we're not. We're not
Ramchambeau.
Ramchambeau. Man, you got to give us our money back.
Was it a cheap date? How much?
$38. That's a cheap date.
That's a pretty cheap
date. Well,
that
was from, I forgot to get the receipt from the other place. So that's on me. But I wouldn't charge.
Well, how much is the other place?
I'm not saying that.
$800.
What was the other place? An electronics store? What did you do?
Yeah,
I took her to Best Buy and let her have anything she wanted.
She's got a couple turntables. She wants to be a DJ.
We got fitted for custom clubs. Bought some skis.
She bought a used Volvo.
Damn it.
I think we're a thing.
She bought Reed Timmer's crazy tornado vehicle that bunkers down.
And a winter of snowplow service.
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with both of those.
Well, I'm excited. Can't wait to see it. You really can't expense the other one. I meant the whole thing.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I don't want
it's coming out of Steve's pension anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, Steve's paying for that one.
I was about to tell him he was going to get a pension, but he's not now because we're buying dates for Blip.
Yeah.
I take her to the zoo next just to teach her about the animals.
Yeah, second chance Jeeps is paying for second chance dates.
Good. Nice.
Yeah, next one's on me.
Right. Thanks, Steve.
And if you get married, Kelly's paying.
Yeah, the Scissor Sisters. We got this.
Yeah. I swear, if you guys get married and you don't have Stop Stopping Love, like in an ice sculpture at the the ceremony, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Maitland will make that.
Oh, that's how we all have a hand in it. Nice. And Danny Hunchback, you'll pay for that too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're paying for everything. We're like your dads.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Tommy has three radio dads, his real one and these two fake ones. So we ain't paying for crap. You know, we're all broke.
No comment.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.